And so it is. He's so good to us. Think about his goodness. Think about his plans. Think about his care for you. He cares for you. He does. All the time. Have you heard him? Have you heard him? They said to the woman, John 4:42, now we believe, not just because of what you told us, but because we have heard him ourselves. Now we know that he indeed is the Savior of the world. We know he's the Savior of the world. He is. And we know that blessed are you because it's been given to you to know that he is the Savior of the world. But did you know not everybody knows he's the Savior of the world? Not everybody's even looking for a Savior of the world. I read a little bit of something in a book Charlie Kirk wrote, and the explanation of nihilism that nothing matters. So there's no future, there's no hope, there's no nothing. We're going to live and we're going to die, and none of it's real. Just pinch yourself to make sure it's real. But that's what it's come to. I can remember back when Oral Roberts saw Jesus. It was about the same time they were promoting the idea that God was dead. But Oral Roberts saw Jesus. And I can remember coming into the office that day, and I had heard it on the radio. And I asked my buddy Murray, I said, I heard Oral Roberts saw Jesus. He was 400 feet tall. And Oral Roberts later said that he just never should have tried to put a height on it. 400 feet's hard to estimate. Being in the grain elevator estimating business, you know. I knew 100-foot tanks and 110-foot towers, and because I could count the stuff. But I remember when I was hanging on the wall of that elevator down in Sioux Falls, painting it, the one that wouldn't go down all those years ago when they tried to knock it over, and it was a leaning tower of pizza, but I can remember hanging off that and realizing this thing's a lot taller than I thought. 100 pounds of sandblast hose is not bad, but when you get up to 175 feet, it starts to get heavy. And that was the place where I had a worker who it got heavy enough that it broke one of the bolts off of his chair. That motor going up and the chair flattened against the wall. I'd say, hang on, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Just push the button and let it run down. Easy for me to say, I was on the ground. But I was a voice of reason. And he got off of the chair and went back to the motel. He was speechless. You know, if we focus on God literally, there are times when we're speechless. What can we say? You know? What can we say? And when we don't know what to say, it's not a bad thing to say, I don't know what to say. You know? We need to say something. These people told the woman that now we know, not just because of what you said, but because we heard him ourselves. I had this random thought, if you've read the devotion, Jesus suffered so we don't have to. Okay, what does that have to do with this? I don't know, but it's just a thought that was going through my head this morning when I woke up. He suffered so we don't have to. We don't have to suffer. There'll be problems, but we don't have to suffer. You know, people who don't know that they don't have to suffer, they can suffer a lot over something that they might say, and we would think, wow, that's nothing. It's always good to be around people that are going to top what happened to them or to you. Oh, that's nothing. Wait till you hear this. You know, that reminds me of the guy came to James Robinson and wanted to take him fishing. He knew a great catfish place. And James said, never mind the catfish. You come with me, boy. I'm going to take you to catch some good bass. And he got in the car and his wife said, James, you stepped on that man. He offered you his best, and you told him his best wasn't good enough. You need to fix that, James. James learned to fish for catfish. You know? Might have had a good time with them. I don't know. I don't remember that part of the story. I just remember that was, because sometimes that's what happens, you know? I had a guy that called me last week, and he was telling me about a battle with the devil. And I just listened. I've dabbled with battling with the devil. And he and a friend did quite well. You know? But I didn't need to tell him about my battles with the devil. I just needed to be able to say, you can call me crazy if you want. I said, oh, no, you're not crazy at all. Understand it perfectly. Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And so there is that too. Now, that isn't necessarily the first thing that we should talk to somebody about. But we can talk to somebody like the woman did. She said, come see the man that told me everything I ever did. Hearing requires listening. Did you know that? Because if you're not listening, you're not hearing. If you're somewhere else in a conversation, you have to say to the person, I'm sorry, what did you say? Now, that's not just because of the hearing aids. That's just because if you're not listening, you're not hearing. And in order to listening, it requires seeing. In other words, you need to be looking and listening. You ever notice how much difference was last night when yesterday when I did a wedding and they had a boom box going, and I'm sure it turned into a karaoke night, but it was awesome. But this gal was singing, and then there was the bride had the microphone to give her vows and had led the people in a song. It was awesome, you know. But I couldn't hear it until I looked around the groom and I could see her lips. Just like what John said, I can't hear over the piano. Hearing aids are interesting things sometimes. And I need a hearing aid to hear the Holy Spirit. And part of that will be listening. And seeing. I've been praying with Doug Sheets at 9 o'clock every night, 1 minute to win it, praying for the safety of the president, the country, revival, restoration, Iran, you know. And so every night my alarm goes off and we pray. We stop and we pray. And last night, when the alarm went off, I was just going to try to find Mia. And so I said, Lord, forgive me. I hope you don't mind if we pray while I walk the dog. You know? and occasionally a whistle, sometimes a mia, but getting that praying in, I don't think that the Lord minded, because he did, he would have said, stop, drop, and pray. I'd said, okay, you know, whatever you want. But that was the thing, you know. It isn't always convenient to say something, but it's always right to say something. You know, that woman saw Jesus long before she got there. And she had figured out that he certainly wouldn't talk to her and probably had a little burner blanket about how the Jews felt about the Samaritans, you know. So she was completely caught off guard when he said, give me a drink. What are you doing talking to me? I guarantee you, when you determine to say something, you'll run into people that say, you don't need to talk to me. I'm just fine. Okay. If you're just fine, I'll just keep my mouth shut. But. What do you mean, but? Oh, there you got him. Just but. Just some good news. What's the good news? What good news do we all have? We have good news of what Jesus has done for us. What Jesus has done for us. We don't have to quote the Roman road. We don't have to give a theological dissertation. We just need to say what the Lord has done for us. And the Lord has done something for everyone who believes. And he's done something for people who don't believe. And he has done something for people who hate him and don't want anything to do with him. He's done something, but we need to know that he's done something for us. Good stuff. Good stuff. We need to consider those things. That's why this morning we were singing, "You're so good to me." He really is so good to me. He's never not good to me. Things are not always good to me, but he is always good. And if I start to slide into, oh, I don't know what's going on, I need to get a hold of myself and say, wait a second, God's good. He's good. He's good. He's gooder than all the bad that could ever have happened to us. He's gooder. And so we don't dwell on what has happened. We look forward to what's happening. What's God doing? Abundantly above and beyond anything you can hope or imagine, Roger. That always just stumps me. Now I gotta imagine something. You know? But he's good. He's good. He's good. He's enough. He's more than enough. He's just good. And that needs to be what we know. So she saw him, and then he talked to her, and he had her attention. And she heard him. And so she questioned what she heard. Actually, she didn't question what she heard. She ran beyond what she heard. She said, so why is it you people say we can only worship in one place? And Jesus was honest with her. He said, look, you guys don't know what you worship. The Jews do. That's a hard one to really fathom that they actually did. But, you know, they went to the temple, and that's what he told her. You guys don't know what you're worshiping, but it was given to the Jews. The Jews know. So that's why they think that. But, whoa, wait. Don't give up on this now. Time's coming when it don't matter where you worship. You just got to worship him in spirit and in truth. Say, oh. You see, because she must have been living, kind of worshiping him, kind of wanting to worship him, kind of not understanding. She had an open heart and said, wow. If you knew who you're talking to, you'd be asking me to give you living water. You don't even have a bucket. And the well is deep. Are you saying your water's better than the water that our Abraham drilled? Better than Jacob's well? You're saying that? What kind of Jew is this? Jesus said, the water I give you, you'll never thirst again. I want some! I want some! I want some! She heard something she liked, and so she said, I want some. He said, great, go get your husband. And she, I don't have a husband. You speak the truth. You've had five. You're not living with the one that you're with. You're not married to the one you're living with now. You speak the truth. Whoa. About that time, the boys are coming back. She takes off running. She left everything behind, including that precious water bearer. She left her jug behind. She left everything behind to run and tell everybody, come and see the man who told me everything I ever knew. Because she heard the amazing. She said, we know the Messiah is going to come. And Jesus said, I am the Messiah. Did you know that you know the Messiah? What a wonderful thing to share. I know the Messiah. I know Jesus. That'll seed somebody's thought processes. It might cause them to say, I got to go. That's okay. They have caught a seed so that when something comes up, they know somebody who knows somebody. You know? So, we see. We hear. We show. We show him. We have confidence. We have assurance. We have joy. We know him. He suffered so we don't have to suffer. And so we may, well, what about this? I know there are things, but it's not what it appears to be. Jesus has set us free. We don't have to suffer. We may experience the symptoms, but we can either trust God or not. Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. Because that's that the Bible says that he suffered. The Bible also says that he was forsaken. You know why he was forsaken? So we'd never have to be forsaken. Because he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And so if you say, I feel like I'm forsaken, you're lying. Because nobody knows what it feels like to be forsaken like Jesus. And so we know some things. We've heard some things. We've listened. We've looked. We want More of him. We want more people to have more of him. That's why we're together, is to be built up in our faith so that we can go out and spread faith. Wherever we are, we know somebody. And we know that he's the answer. We don't need to know the answers. But some of the answers we know. And some of the answers we show. And some of the answers just pop up. And at the same time that we're answering, we're hearing our answer. I don't know where this came from, but, right? That's no small thing. That's no small thing. Because the Lord has said, when you don't know what to say, don't worry about it. The Holy Spirit will give it to you. So we have so much. We have so much. And not everybody wants it. Not everybody does, but that's okay. Did you want it before you got it? I didn't want it before I got it.
At a certain point.
Yeah, yeah. About the time I got it. Because you heard about it. How will they know unless they hear? And how will they hear unless someone sends them? You know? But the truth of the matter is before something happened, we weren't necessarily looking for something to happen. We might have been saying, this is ridiculous, but still. Vicki has said she went into the bathroom and said, Lord, help us, there's a devil in this house. She wasn't spiritual. She didn't know anything about that. But living with me had given her some understanding. You know? And God said, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right, folks. Because he's good to us. He's good to us. And so let your little light shine. Have your batteries charged up. Be prepared at every opportunity. Go hunting on occasion. Not, you know. But I mean, really, plan. Ask the Lord. Bring somebody near. Ask the Lord. And when you get that feeling that the somebody near is the somebody you see, go quickly before you talk yourself out of it. You know, this isn't a good place. Walmart's busy and there's a lot of carts. You know, can't be stopping up the aisle. Stop up the alley. You might get a crowd. Hey, just a second. I'm talking to this person. Listen in. You know? I mean, you never know. But when we know, then we should be like that little lady as she took off running down the road. Because she took off telling the people, oh, come and see, come and see. And she was showing them something that some people said, well, what's she so happy about? She's got no right to be happy. We know her reputation. But she had joy. I want that joy. I want that. I want that. So they listened. And they believed, but they got a chance to go see for themselves. And they said, now, you know, we were believing you, but now we heard him ourselves. He truly is the Savior of the world. He truly is. You know that. You know that he's the Savior of the world. This week somebody sent me a Facebook thing that was nonsense. But the person isn't a nonsense. Well, she's sort of a nonsense person. But she sent this thing and it was just, you know, talking about that the ballroom at the White House was a bunker and he's building a place so he can survive a big war and he ain't gonna even be there by the time You know, it ain't going to get done tomorrow. It's going to be a while, you know. And I just wrote back and I said, you know, I really can't say anything about anything that I don't know anything about. My personal appraisal is it's nuts and I'm not going to even read the whole thing. But nothing for me to say. And she wrote back and said, you know, I appreciate your opinion on that. I think it's somewhere in the middle. Some people think that Jesus is somewhere in the middle. He's not. He's leading the band. You know, he's the way, the truth, and the life. He is it. He's everything. God has done things in your life. I'm not going to say if God has done things in your life. I'm going to say God has done things in your life. I know all of you well enough. I can tell you what he's done in your life. Not everything that he's done in your life, but I can tell you, I can say like I said to Tara when she was sitting there talking about something. Well, I don't know what you were talking about. I said, Tara, remember? I don't know what it was. In the bank, you were saying something. It wasn't typical, Tara. You were just a little under full bore, and so we just talked about Jesus. Yeah, yeah. And as I walked out, she said, "Stinking pastor."
I think my coworker said, "He really told you."
I didn't tell you. Yeah. Yeah, I knew what you were thinking. So that's okay. No. We love each other. That's that. Yes. Amen. Amen. I got a keychain that calls me Pester. That proves it. Anyway. We need to help someone here so they can look and see and understand and be transformed by the good news. You got good news. Go forth with good news in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We got nothing but good news. We got other news too, but the good news is what we have that is the biggest thing. Jesus is good news. Jesus is Lord, the news above all news. Lord, let there be multitudes awakened right now, today. Let eyes be opened. Let their hearts be willing to learn. We block up all that the devil tries to steal, kill, and destroy. We stand opposed to that in the name of Jesus. We speak the name of Jesus into the atmosphere. We release the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that it would land on people and they would wonder what that was, and that you would send someone by them to say, you look like you just got hit with joy. We praise you and thank you. I thank you for all these wonderful people that are so dear and so near and so precious. And I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.